Good morning, Shabbat Shalom. Welcome, guests. This week's Torah portion is entitled Va'ira. It comes from Exodus 6:2 through 9:35. Va'ira translates as, "And I appeared." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai, but I did not make myself known to them by my name, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as sojourners. I have now heard the mourning or moaning of the Israelites because the Egyptians are holding them in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant." God instructs Moses to tell the children of Israel that he will soon take them out of Egypt. In the words of the Torah, "Say therefore to the Israeli people, I am the Lord. I will free you from the labors of the Egyptians and deliver you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and through extraordinary chastisements. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I, the Lord, am your God, who freed you from the labors of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give to you for possession, I, the Lord." Here the Lord gives Moses 7 promises for the Hebrew people. In fact, the 4 cups of wine that are consumed during a traditional Passover Seder are meant to symbolize these 7 promises. Wine is a symbol of joy and thus reflects these promises, which describe the joyous exodus from Egypt. Moving forward, Moses had now entered the land of Egypt and experienced his first meeting with the Pharaoh that did not know Joseph. Let me remind you, the Lord had already told Moses that he would cause Pharaoh's heart to harden. The Exodus and plan of redemption would be demonstrated and executed by the all-sufficient El Shaddai, the great I Am. In verse 17, our narrative is interrupted with a partial genealogical account. The purpose of this was to establish that Moses and Aaron came from the direct line of Abraham, as well as fulfill the divine promise the Lord gave to Abraham regarding his descendants, recorded in Genesis 15. 400 years of slavery and eventual redemption. This also establishes a time frame of Israel's deliverance. The genealogical record formally identifies that Moses and Aaron are of that generation, being the great-grandsons of Jacob, son of Levi. Leading into chapter 7, we are taken back to the story, which Moses again appealing to the Lord, saying, "See, I am of impediment speech. How then should Pharaoh heed me?" The Lord assures Moses of his authority and power as spokesperson for God. The Lord tells Moses that he placed him in the role as God to Pharaoh, with his brother Aaron as his prophet. Moses was to repeat all the word the Lord commanded him, and Aaron would deliver the message to Pharaoh. With Moses now given his divine appointment, the Lord lets him in on a plan. The Lord tells Moses that Pharaoh's heart would be hardened, and indeed, Pharaoh would not heed Moses. The Lord explains the purpose of this in verses 3 through 5. "But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that I may multiply my signs and marvels in the land of Egypt. When Pharaoh does not heed you, I will lay my hand upon Egypt and deliver my ranks, my people, the Israelites, from the land of Egypt with extraordinary chastisements, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I stretch out my hand over Egypt and bring out the Israelites from their midst." The Lord clarifies that the Israelites as my ranks and my people, to emphasize that they indeed belong to him and not to Pharaoh. Starting in verse 8 and continuing, for the remainder of this parsha, we see the Lord giving Moses and Aaron step-by-step instructions. When they made their demands on Pharaoh, the subsequent course of action resulted. We know these consequences to Pharaoh's hardened heart as the plagues of Egypt. Initially, the Lord instructs Moses and Aaron to produce a marvel in the sight of Pharaoh in the form of Aaron's rod being thrown down and turning into a snake. When this miracle appeared, Pharaoh summoned his sorcerers and magicians, and through their spells, each of their rods were turned into snakes also. But demonstrating the superior power of the God of Israel, Aaron's rod swallowed their rods, and yet Pharaoh hardened heart, and he would not release the Jewish people, just as the Lord had said. Now we see the stronger warning from the Lord to Pharaoh as he instructs Moses to tell him in verses 16 through 18. And say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, send me to you to say, let my people go, that they may worship me in the wilderness. But you have paid no heed until now, thus saith the Lord. But this you shall know, that I am the Lord. See, I shall strike the water in the Nile with the rod that is in my hand, and it will be turned into blood, and the fish of the Nile will die. The Nile will stink, so that the Egyptians will find it impossible to drink the water of the Nile. Thus we are introduced to the first plague in a series of 10 that would befall Egypt as a result of Pharaoh's hardened heart. Just as the Lord declared when the king's heart was hardened, and the plague resulted, the Egyptians would then know that Elohim is the Lord and not the false pagan lowercase g gods of Egypt. From verse 14 to chapter 7, through the rest of the parsha, which continues through the end of chapter 9, we read about the first 7 plagues. These plagues were not chosen by the Lord randomly. Each plague was carefully chosen to demonstrate God's power over his creation and his superiority over the false gods represented by each plague. These plagues were obviously not natural occurrences, and the growing intensity of each plague moved it beyond natural phenomena to something of a supernatural nature. The first 7 plagues were plagues of blood, the water turned to blood, causing the fish to die and fill the land with an awful odor. Plague of frogs, Aaron raised his staff again over the streams and rivers, causing frogs to come out of the river. Plague of lice, Aaron struck the dust with his staff. This caused the plagues of lice. Plagues of flies, only afflicting the land of the Egyptians, not the land of Goshen, where the Israelites lived. Plague of pestilence, this plague only affected the Egyptians' cattle, horses, asses, and camels. Plague of boils, this was a skin disease that was brought about when Moses and Aaron spread the ashes from a furnace in the air. And finally, the plague of hail. Moses stretched his hand towards the sky and brought on hail. The hail was unlike any they had experienced before. The hail was mixed with fire. It struck all who were out in the open, both man and beast, destroying the crops and shattering the trees, except for the land of Goshen, where the Jewish people lived. May I reiterate, the purpose of these plagues, again, was to dispel the legitimacy of the Egyptian demigods. Curiously, the plague of blood and the plague of frogs were imitated by Pharaoh's magicians through some sort of satanic art. However, the plague of lice, which was created by God through dust, proved to be beyond their capabilities, and they had to admit defeat. This is the finger of God, they concluded, and they were right. What should we take away from this portion of the Torah? Not to be like Pharaoh and the Egyptians, not to harden your heart. Nothing good comes from a heart that is hard towards God. To be responsive to your Creator when He is trying to tell you something. We come into this world with hearts that are hardened and unresponsive to God. We must soften our hearts so that we are the core of who we are. We are soft, yielding, and responsive to God. How do we soften our hearts? By recognizing that the Lord, He is God. By understanding that we are mere creatures and are obligated to humble ourselves and obey the great Creator. By committing ourselves to do what the Word of God says. By repenting when we realize our hearts have been hardened. So I ask you this morning, is your heart hardened or tender? Maybe we should take pause just for a moment and ask the Lord, Lord, is my heart hard? Show me in what areas of my life I have been like Pharaoh and need to humble myself. Lord, help me to soften my hard heart so I can be blessed and you won't need to send judgment to humble me. Amen. Shabbat shalom.